Good afternoon and welcome to this week's pod. It's Monday and it is school photo day and the children look lovely. Lovely hairdos, fresh haircuts. As I say, I don't get too jealous about the hair thing. Hopefully there'll be lovely mementos for Christmas. It's always nice to give your nan a picture of your kids, isn't it? Don't forget, coming up this week, we have got Odd Socks Day tomorrow. It's anti-bullying week, and I'll talk more about that in a second. So it's Odd Socks Day tomorrow. That's Tuesday. And don't forget, this Friday is Children in Need, where the children can come in wearing their own uniform. Spots, if they want to wear spots, that's great. And if you've got any spare pennies to put towards the Children in Need charity, that would be absolutely amazing too. So anti-bullying week, obviously, look, every single school in the world takes bullying seriously, and I think it would be unfair to say that we didn't. Does bullying not happen? Look, children have been charged. I said something the other day, look, we were kids 20 30 years ago, 40 years ago, and there was unkindness then. There's always going to be unkindness because that's children's way of finding their way in the world. It's about how we deal with it. And bullying is that repeated over time targeting of one person or a group of people. Not just those one-off incidents of unkindness, because you do get that, you know, adults are unkind, children are unkind, and it is their way of finding their way through the world. Sometimes it's their way of dealing with issues. They're not able to find other ways to express themselves, and if they're upset or they're anxious, they might just be unkind. We've got to be realistic, but it's about how we deal with it, and there's lots of mechanisms in school to deal with it. We've got an amazing team over at in the Rainbow Room with Miss Smith, Miss Allen and Mrs. Tupp. They're absolutely incredible, and they run a whole host of different therapies and interventions to support our children. We have PSHE sessions every single Friday afternoon. Our PSHE curriculum is called Jigsaw, for those of you within the teaching fraternity out there, and it's really, really in depth, and there's lots of opportunities to talk about your feelings and attack different issues, and that's another mechanism for us to support children, as well as our behaviour policy, you know, our four values of kindness, honesty, courage and curiosity, and being the best version of yourself. We are talking about that all of the time. Children are being rewarded all of the time for showing those values, and then we have assemblies subsequent to that to back that up, and we talk about being kind and you know, probably the most important value, that if you was to take anything onto life, being kind is crucial. And I think especially after what we've seen this weekend going on in London, you know, come on, we want to be kind, but we need to support children with that. And sometimes it does go wrong, and it's not necessarily about consequence. There's always got to be a consequence, and we will see those and we'll follow those through. But it's about support, and it's about looking at the reasons why somebody's chosen to be unkind and how we can support them. And there could be a whole host of reasons. As I say, behaviour is communication. That's all it is. Children are communicating through their behaviour, and there could be things going on at home. There could have been a bereavement. There could be just general anxieties. And it's about us as a school and with you as parents, unpicking it together. And that's why I say we work in partnership and we work together. So this anti-bullying week, we're continuing following our four values, and it's reminding our children, if somebody's being unkind, speak out. Find a trusted adult to speak to. It doesn't have to be the class teacher. It doesn't have to be the class TA. You could tell one of the people in the Rainbow Room. Sometimes they go and speak to the kitchen staff. It's about who you trust, but we need to know about it. If we can know about it, we can deal with it. And I know everybody's a very wise lady, Kath. Her name is Kath Durling. She looked after my children when they were young. And she said to me, and she's so true, never say that your child wouldn't do it. Because I tell you what, that sort of thing comes to bite you in the bum, doesn't it? Because actually, sometimes it's about being balanced and to listen to all conversations. Because they say, you know, you say, my Isla, she'd never do that, because my daughter's Isla. And then, yeah, she did it. And as I said to you, being a parent isn't easy. So we went away with friends. I'm going to tell you this. Keep this between yourselves. We went away with friends over half term. And our friends brought their son. He's 13. My son's 12 and Isla's 9. And so she's sort of up against it straight away. Because obviously you've got two boys the same age. Probably having a little go at her, but her and our friend's son were constantly sort of having a go at each other. So we sort of, you know, spoke to them, we broke it up. Anyway, we've been there Wednesday night, Thursday night, there's an argument. She's deliberately, this is awful, pushed his iPad into his mouth, chipped his tooth, there's blood everywhere. It was awful. And I thought, oh, she'd never have done anything like that. Well, she did. And then we had to follow through the consequences, and which weren't very nice. It was horrible. And there were tears. And thankfully, his tooth was okay. And we could get that fixed. And there's no sort of long-lasting damage. Yeah, and we left a day early because they obviously went to the dentist and it didn't seem right to be staying there another night. So we went home early. It was meant to be going on holiday next year. And they said, look, we just don't think it's right. You know, 2 weeks together and Isla and their son having a go at each other. So we had to cancel our holiday. Honestly, it was awful. So when I say parenting isn't easy, I'm with you all. It isn't easy. And I tell you what, it blinking well puts you in situations, doesn't it? So anti-bullying week, I've kind of gone off, but we're all about a communication. We're all about making sure we listen to all sides. We do restorative conversations. It's about following through with the values and, you know, encouraging kindness, honesty, courage, curiosity, and following our three rules of respect, ready and safe. And, you know, doing as much as we can to support all of our children. Just a quick notice, please, please, please remember you cannot cut through from the playground round the past the forest school area up to the year six huts. We've gated it off. It is for safeguarding reasons. I did explain it before, but just for those of you who may have just joined us or missed that, please, please, please just respect that, because we have children moving around. We have PE classes still coming in, so you can access the school, can't you, from various different gates, but you can't cut across the playground and up behind the year six huts. You can, however, cut up by my office. That is a route for you, because I know the year three parents go and wait out on the lawn there, and you can cut up that way if you need to cut up, and that saves you having to go out onto the small paths, and I know they're quite narrow on White Avenue. Just a message from the amazing school office. They have requested if there is any change to the end of day for collections or not going to club, can you, whilst you're brilliant at emailing the classes, thank you, could you just copy in the office email address too? That's office@shearsgreen-jun.kent.sch.uk, and that allows us to know exactly what's going on, especially when these emails are coming through for the school day. Sometimes the teachers won't pick them up because obviously they're teaching. So please just copy both the class teacher and the school office into any comms around collections and clubs and stuff like that. Thank you. Christmas fair is coming up, as I said, Saturday the 2nd of December from lunchtime onwards, 12 o'clock onwards. We're looking for any donations for raffle prizes. I know so many of you were generous over the summer. So if your company can donate some cash as a cash prize, or your company can donate an experience, please can you just let us know in the office? We'd be really, really, really grateful, because all of these things make a massive difference and allow us to buy to make a difference to our school and the children. And that's the whole reason point behind the PTFA. They're amazing. All of you who come and help, no matter how small or how large, you're amazing, because you're giving up your own time. And I've got a meeting tomorrow with the PTA, and I'm going to go and ask them for something. They don't even know what I'm going to ask them for. And if they say yes, I'll let you know, because the money does buy things that all the children in the school can benefit from. The lights, they bought the stage lighting last year, and you know, you're going to see that being used at Christmas and for productions and stuff like that too. So any money, if you can donate anything for the raffle, whether it be money, hard cash, or an experience or an item, we'd really, really appreciate it. That's it. Hopefully the parent admin WhatsApps are helping. I know somebody said, oh, could you just give us a quick reminder when things are coming up? Of course I can. I don't want to go too heavy because there's nothing worse, is there? I'll get that WhatsApp anxiety when I see all these notifications coming through. So I'll take it easy, but I'm hoping they're useful. Enjoy the rest of your week. Don't forget Odd Socks Day tomorrow, and it's Non-Uniform Children in Need Day on Friday. Enjoy the rest of your week, and I will see you around soon. Bye.